Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, man, what time is it? Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cash nowhere. Wait, yeah, that one over there.
Town USA. Okay, the sound of music.
I'm Reggie Jenkins, and I'm your host for this next 30 minutes of soul music and looking at some of the great artists of our time. And want this song right here, I'm trying to find out if this is the Isley Brothers or if this is another act. Let's check it out and see. I don't know. The problem is, but there were some great acts in the soul music era, like the Isley Brothers, that had hits like Atlantis and Machine Gun, based basically on the Jimi Hendrix smash out of the Woodstock and other great concerts in that era, helping to highlight various things that were occurring in our society that was something that needed to be highlighted, that everyone needed to focus on to try to correct. It was a problem that you wouldn't want in society if you were able, you know, at all able to stop it, because it was just something that didn't need to be occurring in civilized society. And some of these great acts helped to focus on those type of inequities and things of that nature that were occurring and help to get them eradicated from our society. And
the continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor across a short strait of 3 miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world.
Okay, that was like a discovery situation and something that y'all have to kind of look inside ourselves for. And here is a song out of the soul music era that I wasn't, I mean, it was a good song, but it wasn't something that I really, you know, dwell on, but it was something that I heard all the time. I knew that it was a hit. Here's William Devon in Be Thankful for What You Got. Remember
brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got, though you may not drive a great big Cadillac. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lead, gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you've got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean.
right. William Devon. I guess he wanted everybody to know he got a diamond in the back and digging the scene. So, I mean, but that was one of the songs that was released during the soul music era, and it got a lot of airplay on the radio, and a lot of people bought it, and it did well. But it was just one of many, and but you know, there were so many groups in the soul music era that were successfully commercially, that you know, it's just a blessing to be able to look back at them and kind of try to see what were some of the minuses and pluses of their approach to the music industry, to being successful, which they were. And they used their talent to create wealth for the community and the family. Here's one group that we know, we listen to quite frequently, where they were major hit makers in the soul music era, and we'll take a listen to them. I heard Isaac Hayes sing about Soulville, and the area that he was referring to, one of the general areas that he was referring to was located in Memphis, Tennessee, where he grew up. And this young man here grew up in that same general area in Memphis. And I mean, he talked about, Isaac Hayes talked about the little boy that didn't have any shoes, and you know, the hard times that were suffered during that period of time. And this young man here was right from that era, Mr. Maurice White, with his hit group from the soul music era. And he was a great producer, great writer. He created a great group and a great sound. Earth, Wind, and Fire. fire, a sound that grew out of the civil rights and the soul music era. That song, Keep Your Head to the Sky, I mean, that was an inspirational song, and it really helped our generation because, I mean, we needed as much inspiration as we could get. But that was Earth, Wind, and Fire singing their inspirational song. That was a major hit during the soul music era, Keep Your Head to the Sky. Here's another young lady that grew out of the soul music era with the Stax music family, and she's one of the highlights of the book that I wrote entitled An Excursion in Soul, and it's available on Amazon. So if you get a chance, check it out. Go in and look at some of the excerpts that are available from the book. Look at, you know, it talks about various things in the book. I mean, it's about a true story about the music industry and the soul music era. And it's something I think would be very inspirational for most people to look at and see what some of the things that occurred during this end of the soul music era and during the soul music era. Some of the great characters in the book, Isaac Hayes, Homer Banks, some of the great artists of our time, you know. So check it out and look it up, Amazon.com. Here's Miss Shirley Brown. She just had a hit called Boyfriend. And as we do every week, we would like to wish everybody in our listening audience love, peace, and soul.
Hold me tight, and you're the perfect man for me.